Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. In our top story this Monday, January 27th, a recent ruling has Auto & General paying compensation and issuing an apology to a Brisbane homeowner. The insurer mismanaged a storm damage claim following the significant weather events seen in February 2022. Initially, they wrongly denied the claim based on an evaluation made by a builder who misrepresented the property's condition. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, sided with the homeowner after reviewing evidence that showcased regular upkeep and storm-induced mold. Moving forward, the AFCA has advised Auto & General to review and rectify its procedures to prevent any more drawn-out cases in the future. Transitioning onto the travel sector, a recent case involving AWP Australia puts the spotlight on the importance of fully understanding your insurance policy. An Australian traveler cut short his holiday in America to be by his terminally ill sister-in-law's side, but was denied his insurance claim due to her pre-existing conditions. The AFCA sided with the insurer, underlining the need for travelers to be aware of family medical histories and possible policy exclusions before setting off. It's a timely reminder for all of us to really delve into the details and fine print. Now let's turn our attention towards Halls Gap in Victoria, where an insurability crisis is unfolding. Concerns over the ability to secure insurance dominated at a recent community meeting following bushfire disruptions at this popular tourist hub. The pressure is on to find solutions as local businesses bear the brunt of skyrocketing insurance costs. This could have devastating effects on the economy at local levels, underscoring the urgency for action from the Insurance Affordability Task Force. Lastly, the Insurance Council of Australia has reported over 11,000 claims in NSA and the ACT following recent severe electrical storms. Suncorp, a leading insurer, responded by deploying their mobile disaster response hub in northern NSWAO to aid those affected by home damages, with the Commonwealth state stepping in to provide further support for the recovery and rebuilding of these communities. And that's your weekly wrap-up. I'm Paige Estritori, reminding you that understanding your policy can be as important as having one. For more information and help navigating all things insurance, be sure to visit us at Financial Services Online, your preferred stop for all your insurance needs at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe, Australia.